Okay, so you have religion, trade, and this new role for women as one legacy of the contact. A second legacy is war. Now, there is a kind of 100 years war that takes place in Illinois between the early 18th century, the early 1700s, and the early 1800s. That 100 years war ends not far from Detroit in 1815. That is the final battle, land battle, between the United States and Britain and its Indian allies. The War of 1812 ends, and Tecumseh, the last leader of this area who militarily united people to oppose the Americans, to oppose outside aggression into his homeland, was killed. Okay? So the 100 years prior to that is the century of war. Now, you saw this in some of the earlier, the stuff about Starved Rock and some of the other historians' comments. War. Indians are warrior. Indians are, you know, constant warfare. Well, there was a lot of warfare going on in this period, in this area, but it wasn't just one-sided war. This was a place, because again, because this was such an important place for the French Empire, and because North America was a place where there were three large European powers contesting for control, the Spanish, the French, and the English, this became a battleground. A battleground between the French and the English, and a battleground between their Indian allies. Okay? So that's kind of a backdrop. So what did it mean to be here? It meant there were new opportunities, as we saw in Marie Rowenza. It also meant there were new problems. It was an age of war, okay? Where war was never very far away.